This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stated that India is the world's fastest growing major economy and is soon set to become the third largest globally. Speaking at a forum hosted by a private media house in Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi highlighted that India stands as a beacon of hope for the world with its resilience and strength. He said inflation is low, interests are less, and forex reserves are also strong.
आज भारत दुनिया की फास्टेस्ट ग्रोइंग मेजर इकोनॉमी है हम बहुत जल्द दुनिया की तीसरी सबसे बड़ी इकोनॉमी बनने वाले हैं एक्सपर्ट कह रहे हैं कि दुनिया की ग्रोथ में भारत का कंट्रीब्यूशन बहुत जल्द करीब 20% होने जा रहा है
The Prime Minister asserted that India today is in a position to help lift the world out of slow growth guided by the mantra of reform, perform, transform. He added that every month lakhs of domestic investors are investing thousands of crores of rupees in the market through SIP. Mr. Modi also highlighted that work is being done on Made in India 6G. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate a two-day All India Speakers Conference today at the Delhi Assembly in the national capital. The conference is being organized to commemorate the centenary year of Vitthalbhai Patel assuming the office of Speaker of the Central Legislative Assembly as the first elected speaker in the country. Speakers of 29 state assemblies and chairmen and vice chairmen of legislative councils in 6 states will attend the conference. Delhi Assembly Speaker Vijendra Gupta informed that an exhibition, a special documentary and a commemorative postage stamp will be launched based on Vitthalbhai Patel's life, parliamentary contribution and role in the freedom struggle. He added that Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will preside over the closing session of the conference. Prime Minister of Fiji, Sichiveni Rambuka, is on a three-day visit to India starting today. He will be accompanied by his spouse, Sulueti Rambuka. The delegation will include Minister of Health and Medical Services, Ratu Antonio Lalabalavu, and senior officials. External Affairs Ministry informed that it will be the first visit to India by Prime Minister Rambuka in his present capacity. During his visit, Mr. Rambuka is scheduled to hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow. He will also call on President Draupadi Murmu. Zimbabwe Vice President General retired Dr. CGDN Chiwenga has arrived in Surat on a two-day visit at the invitation of the South Gujarat Chamber of Commerce and Industry, SGCCI. He was accompanied by Zimbabwe's Cabinet Ministers Raj Modi, Mafidi Mnangagwa, Ambassador Stella Nkomo and a delegation of the top secretariat. The purpose of this visit was to strengthen trade and investment relations between India and Zimbabwe. In a special program organized at Sarsana Dome in Surat, Vice President Dr. Chiwenga appealed to the businessmen of Surat to invest in Zimbabwe. National capital Delhi witnessed heavy rainfall last evening. According to the India Meteorological Department, IMD, numerous locations in Delhi may experience one or two periods of light to moderate rain or thunder showers in the coming 2 days. In Rajasthan, extremely heavy rain has thrown life out of gear in Kota, Bundi, Bara and Sawai Madhopur districts. Army, NDRF and SDRF teams have so far rescued over 200 people to safer places. The weathermen have also predicted that East Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat, Haryana, Chandigarh, Uttarakhand and Rajasthan will experience heavy to very heavy rainfall today. India bagged 2 gold medals at the 16th Asian Shooting Championships in Shymkent, Kazakhstan, bringing their gold count to 22. Elavenil Vallarivan, Shambhavi Kshirsagar and Narayan Pranav clinched their second golds in the senior and junior 10-meter air rifle mixed team events. Ela and Arjun topped qualification with a total score of 634, while Mehuli Ghosh and Rudranksh Patil secured silver with 632.6. India leads the medal tally with 22 golds, 8 silvers and 10 bronzes. The 145th edition of the US Open Tennis kicks off today at the USTA Billie Jean King National Tennis Center in New York. And that is the end of this news bulletin.